Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott here on In the Loop, Figgy Fig on the Steel Wheels, and we're still going to go around the NFL. You can always join the conversation. Text the show 713-572-4610. So many good answers continue to roll in on what's overhyped, including cruises, In-N-Out Burger, which I totally agree with. Someone said the Super Bowl's become overhyped. LeBron James's nonsense the other day, overhyped. So on and so forth.
I like cruises, man.
Really?
I agree, at least I can understand where people are coming from about them being overhyped. But all I'm saying is I've never gone on a cruise and had a bad time. You know, like maybe who knows how if it was, you know, overpriced or too expensive. Honestly, the Carnival cruises, you know, for the most part have been reasonable for me. Those are the only ones that I've actually been on.
Yeah.
But, man, I've never gone and had a bad time. Now, I haven't been on one post-COVID. All the ones I've been on were pre-COVID.
Me too. Yeah.
And once COVID hit and we started getting kind of different about germs and all that, I did kind of think back and be like, man, we used to stand real close to each other and it was super unsanitary on some of those cruises. But, you know, live a little bit.
Yeah. You did mention LeBron James and that that thing he pulled with Hennessy.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel like Hennessy might be a little overhyped to me, man.
Ah, Not a bad one.
Yeah, that might be a little overhyped.
Bad one. I much more prefer Crown, and some people might even say that that's overhyped.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a different drink. But like, nah, if you got Hennessy, I imagine you got Crown. So just give me that.
Yeah, I'm good with rolling with Crown, man.
Yeah,
it's cheaper.
Yeah, Crown should be the way that Hennessy is talked about. I agree with that.
Let's go around the NFL. Keep sending those in, by the way.
You're about to piss a lot of black people off with that one.
That was
Hennessy.
That was borderline anti-black.
Larry Stafford about to call in.
Hold on. You got a whole electorate that's upset. A whole voting block.
Let's go. J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show, which we have on the TV right now in the studio. But yesterday, JJ was on the show. He, of course, was on the call this past Sunday for the Texans and the Ravens as well. We have a few different cuts here from JJ from the last couple of days. This first one is him talking about, or being asked, are the Texans really good or are the Ravens really that bad? Here was JJ's answer.
Combo of both, for sure. I've played in that stadium a few times. Texans, that's their first ever win there. So I've never won there. And anybody who's played there knows, like, the Ravens, that place, it's just you expect to go in there and have a violent, physical, tough football game where the offense is going to hit you in the mouth. The defense is going to play strong ball. The crowd's going to be good. And I was saying in our pregame a little bit, even day games kind of feel like night games there just because of the black and the purple and the defense and just the aura of the place. And this game was none of that. This game, after about halftime, maybe a little later, but not even, felt like a preseason game. And the fourth quarter really felt like a preseason game. And it's just, the Ravens are depleted on injuries. There is zero question about that. They have a ton of injuries all over. I think almost half of their salary cap was on the bench for this game. But Kyle Van Noy said himself, look at the 49ers. They have a bunch of injuries. They don't complain. You got to find a way in this league. And it was a very, very poor product, unfortunately. And for them, crazy. They're still the favorite, betting favorite to win the AFC North, but they got to figure it out quickly here. The bye week next week is going to be massive for them.
Yo, that is spot on analysis from J.J. Watt. I have nothing to add. He did a really good job there of summing up, and he was even able to draw up from his personal experience, which I obviously cannot relate to. But the whole, it feels like a night game, even in a day game there, normally when you play there, versus in this game against the Texans, it felt like a preseason game by the end of the third quarter or midway through the third quarter. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I could definitely see that. That was really good analysis from JJ.
Yeah, it was. And I said it after the game on Sunday. I really liked him. That was the first time I listened to him from start to finish on the call of a game, and I thought he did a really good job, especially for a guy that's so new to it. Because I think Romo's terrible. I think Brady's not that great. Drew Brees was terrible when he first entered the booth and exited after 1 year. Same with Jason Witten. I think JJ's pretty good at this whole thing.
Yeah, no, JJ's going to be good. He's going to be, like, I'm not putting him in the Greg Olsen category yet.
No, I agree.
But I could see him on that sort of trajectory. Like, he's just too early on in it, especially the in the booth calling. Like, he's only done a few games. It's, you know, it's his first season doing it. We're only four games through the season. But, like, by the end of the year or by next year with some practice and some reps at this, I could definitely see him being on a higher end of in-game analysts right there with a Greg Olsen or a Troy Aikman or any of those guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a natural to this whole thing. Here is more JJ from yesterday with McAfee when they asked him your opinion on the state of the AFC South, which right now is looking like the best division in the AFC. Here's what Watt said.
I think the AFC South, with the Texans starting to figure it out, but I mean, I don't think there's many people outside of Jacksonville or Indianapolis who saw it going this way, this well, this early. With Liam Cohen coming into Jacksonville and being able to turn it around so quickly, massive win against Kansas City. And it's one of those things where I said it to somebody yesterday, confidence is a crazy mistress. You start to figure it out. You start to believe in yourselves. Some of these plays that used to be a comedy of errors turn around and turn into a positive for you as an organization. And the more that belief grows, the more that confidence grows. All of a sudden, everybody starts playing a little bit better. The ball starts bouncing your way. 99-yard pick sixes are on your terms instead of the other team's terms. So the Colts really crushing it right now. I mean, you turn on that game halfway through it. We flipped on the score and like, wow. Crushing the Raiders. So I'm looking forward. I might have a chance here in the near future to check out a Colts game, and I would really enjoy that because I want to see what they're all about and how they're doing. And then the Texans start to figure it out. Titans kind of gifted a win there, so they're in the W column. AFC South.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yo. This is the thing that has me worried and has me concerned about the Texans. It's not so much the Texans who are playing better now, and you got to be encouraged by what you've seen, even if it's against downgraded opponents, the Titans being what they are, and the Ravens being a shell of themselves this past week. But it's more of the keeping the eyes, not keeping the eyes on your own paper and looking at what's going on with your neighbors and what's happening next to you. The Colts and the Jaguars, who I don't want to take seriously, but I kind of have to because they're 4-1 and just beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And it was a pretty gritty win. They seem like a team that's just like figuring it out, like figuring out ways to win. That is my concern, that we look up, and of course, just early on, they're, you know, 5 weeks through, they're 4-1. But we look up in a few weeks, and this is not a drill. They're 8-3 or 7-2 or whatever it is, that being the Colts or the Jaguars, and we got to start really taking them seriously. Like, I'm already concerned, what if the Texans have to run the table from here in the division because they're just not able to afford losses to any of these teams, certainly not the Jaguars, who they've only already lost to, not the Titans, who's you know, a bad team, and then there are the Colts there that they got two games against, who look like a legitimate team.
Yeah, for sure. That's, we were talking about after the Monday night game of who to root for, the Chiefs or the Jaguars, for the sake of the Texans. And you have two teams to overcome in the division. But right now, like, the Texans are one game out of a playoff spot. They're right behind the Patriots. So it might get to a point where the easier path is just simply being a wild card team and holding serve there instead of trying to climb over both the Jaguars and the Colts just to win the division and play that catch up.
Yeah, the issue with that, because I think the math might dictate exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The issue from a comfort standpoint, you know, just having followed the Texans forever, they don't do that. Like, the AFC South, to be fair, doesn't do that. Like, the idea that the AFC South is the best team or the best division in football or anywhere close to it, right? Even the best division in the AFC seems a little wild. Like, you feel like those wild cards normally come out of the North.
Right.
Or the West,
yeah,
or the East, but certainly not out of the South. And so you just don't love that path as much because it feels like the AFC South participant in the postseason normally, it feels like, is the division winner. It's not to say that they never get a wild card, but it just feels like a shakier path.
Yeah, and in that scenario I just laid out, that would mean potentially three teams from the division make the playoffs. So not only get one wild card, but get two wild cards in this scenario.
Yeah.
And the top three teams all go to the postseason. Here is J.J. Watt from over the weekend, but CBS just put this clip out. They asked him what his favorite sack was from his career. Here's what J.J. had to say.
Of all your sacks, which one sticks with you as your favorite?
Oh, that's good.
Mettenberger selfie.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Rodgers belt throw.
No, that was a dumb one. Because he went through six touchdowns after that. So don't get Rodgers. I'll go. So one, I had Josh Allen in the playoffs against the Bills. It was in the third quarter. We were losing, and it was third down. Knocked him back, I don't know, out of field goal range or not, but kind of sparked the momentum that led us to win a playoff game, which was huge. And then another one, we were playing the Jaguars last game of the season to get my 20 and a half sack on the year, to be the only person to do it twice. I sacked Blake Bortles in the end zone for a safety. That felt good. Spin move. Yeah, it's great. Gosh, I miss sacking people.
Yeah, that's good. So a couple of the ones that he mentioned, the Zach Mettenberger one, I actually liked that one at the time and would have had it as a contender if he didn't if everything around it didn't feel as kind of corny and lame. Like, there was a lot of trash talk. I'm trying to remember if it was him or if it was Andy Dalton who he said something like a Red Ryder, Red Rifle BB gun or something like that. It was like, it was really weird. Some of the trash talk that went on with that I didn't love as much. I thought the one that he mentioned on Josh Allen in the playoffs would be mine if I had to pick one. And for a number of reasons, obviously for the reasons that he laid out, what it meant for them in the game and helping win a playoff game. But just the fact that he came back and played that game, rewind back to 2019, this dude tore his pec midway through the season.
Was that the game he was – was that the same?
Yeah, that was the same season.
He came back. Yeah, that
came
was crazy.
Came back from the torn pec, did so early, you know, and to me was just a hell of a performance and a hell of a, like, a gutsy thing to do to come back and be ready to impact the game and a playoff game at that at home after tearing your pec, you know, eight games into the season. I thought that was really impressive by him.
Yeah, those were good ones he listed. I just like the funny one with the Aaron Rodgers where he said that was dumb. He threw six touchdowns.
But you still sacked Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, like you the one that motivated him to, you know, kind of up the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't be mad. Yeah, but you did poke the bear. I probably don't love that.
While we're playing audio, let's get to this. I know we've been talking all week about the Jonathan Gannon thing. He got fined. We debated it yesterday. This audio stood out, though. This was TJ Houshmandzadeh, former NFL wide receiver. And this was on Manuel Acho's podcast, I believe. Here was TJ Houshmandzadeh, his take on the Gannon situation.
A coach would never do that to me.
Why you say that?
I'm knocking him out on the sideline. I promise you.
Oh, wow.
And every coach I've had, they know that. They know that. He wouldn't do that to me. He wouldn't do that to me.
You're knocking him out.
I promise you. And they know that. They not. And I'm not like I'm a tough guy. You're just not going to disrespect me like that. Because if I do that to you on the sideline, I get cut.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. I got a son at home. What you think he going to say when he see this? Mm-hmm. I might argue with my wife. And I raise my voice. She liable to be like, oh, you want to raise your voice at me, but you let that man hit you like that? You ain't. I'm a man first.
Hey, points made. Like, especially, like, I don't know about the hitting the guy and all of that, but the point that he made there at the end of, like, this is just me personalizing it a little bit as a head of household, you know, somebody that been married, kids and all of that. Like, it's hard to be, like, emasculated publicly and then go to the home where you're supposed to be the leader, you know, and it just, the vibes is off. Now they're still gonna more than likely treat you like the leader. That's definitely someone who has experienced that before, where it's like, oh, you didn't yell at them like that, like you yelling at me, keep that same energy type of stuff. But yeah, I get that. You don't want to, just for appearance's sake, you don't want to have somebody showing you up in that way just as a man. I get that. So yeah, I can see this. Now, I'm not laying them out, but I feel like I'm making it very clear from the start. Hopefully everything that I give off is that ain't how you going to handle me. You know, so like you just don't do that to begin with, hopefully.
Yeah, from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I actually really like TJ Houshmandzadeh. I think he's really good as like an analyst and I like his opinions. I don't know. I thought this was actually pretty ridiculous what he laid out there.
Yeah, I'm not hitting
the
coach.
A lot about,
I'm not hitting the coach.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a lot of like whataboutism type of deal.
Yeah.
And there's a hierarchy. Look, I'm not saying coaches should hit athletes, but what Jonathan Gannon did from what I've seen was very tepid or very mild. He didn't go over there and choke him or punch him or anything. And from what I saw, it kind of like, you know, hit the chest or hit his arm. I think it's getting blown up to the point of relating it to arguments with your wife, and she would use that against you and your kid. I don't know.
I think too many people are leaning, and even to the punishment and everything like that, there's been too much made of the physical contact.
I think so.
Like, I think that's kind of a thing that happens a little bit in sports, and obviously TJ Houshmandzadeh would know better than I do, but I think way too much has been made of that and not enough of just the whole humiliation of it all, like just not handling the moment, aside from the love tap or whatever. Just that's not how you want to, one grown man wants to handle another one in public. So I do understand that part of it.
We have to run, but last thing here on around the NFL, the Jaguars pulled off a trade this morning with the Browns, trading a cornerback Tyson Campbell and a 7th round pick for Greg Newsome and a 6th round pick. So swapping cornerbacks and swapping late draft picks in 2026. So the Jaguars made that trade this morning with the Cleveland Browns. That's around the NFL. When we come back, we'll be joined by ND Kalu. Talk some Texans football next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.